Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The great Tony Dungy, Hall of Famer, 2016, has got the championship. One of the great, great people in all the sport. And his beautiful wife, Lauren, who, let's be honest, we got to keep the cameras on you. Tony, you know, the shiny head. But look at the beautiful...
We see Tony all the time.
Exactly. You know, we see on Sunday night with Tirico and Rodney Harrison, who's still ripped. Let's talk to Lauren a little. I'm just kidding. How you guys doing? Everybody
doing
okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Welcome to our show.
Glad you guys are back again. You're here last year two other books, Maria Finds Courage and Austin Plays Fair. So let me ask you this. I'll ask you, Lauren. Why did you choose to write this book, We Chose You, which is about adoption? It's a great topic, but not one that would have jumped off of my top of my mind for you guys to write.
It's a great story, and we do celebrate adoption. We love our children, and we want to remind everyone that families are formed so many different ways, adoption being one of them. And there are so many children that just want to know that they're loved and secure and in a forever home. And we want to share that story through our adoption
message. How are these doing? Like, how are your books doing? Because this is 11 for your 12.
It's 11. This is actually the 11th book.
And 11th
the 12th book
for you
guys. Ready to come out in August.
Quarter. How are these doing? Because I remember every time I see you, I say, I'm glad that you write these because there's not enough books by men of color, families of color, that are about sports, that are about life, that is not typical. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not the typical book. And you're forcing kids to want to read, which I think is imperative to success in life.
And that's actually how we got started doing this. Lauren, when I was coaching, Lauren used to go with the wives and they'd read in elementary schools. And that's what she said. We're trying to find stuff that has good stories, that's fun, has good artwork, but has a message and has some diversity. And there's just not a lot out there. And so we took off, and now 12 later, it's been good.
You guys have to watch This Is Us, right? You do watch that show. Do you know the show?
Okay,
because that's adoption.
Right.
You know what the main
Absolutely.
Characters they adopt the young boy, and it's incredibly poignant, and it's about inclusion, and it's two different races, and it's a great. I mean, anybody who's seen This Is Us, my wife and I can't get enough. It's incredible. But the adoption Laura, I'm going to throw this to you. The adoption process today, is it vibrant? Is it sagging? Like, how would you describe? I know there's still a lot of orphans, unfortunately, but is it trending in the right direction or the wrong direction?
I think there are too many children that are lingering in foster care or lingering in group homes just waiting to be adopted.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to do a better job of doing that, getting children out of the system and into permanent homes.
It's amazing. Like, one of my, you know, and I'm not just saying this. Any parent can relate to this. When I walk in the door and I pull into my garage and I turn the key and my daughter's two, my little guy's four, and they run. Sometimes he's wearing Darth Vader outfits. Sometimes he's wearing Batman. She's wearing Anna, Elsa, princess dresses. And they jump into your arms. It's the best part of my day.
Yes, it is.
And to imagine to think that there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of kids around the world who don't ever get to do that, it's just incredibly sad.
No, and that's really what got us started down in Tampa. 1999, we're there. We've got seven adopted kids now. And the lady from the agency came to visit us because one of my coaches was adopting a little boy, and so we had to fill out a reference sheet for him. And she told us, we've got so many kids and we just need adoptive parents. And I was like, what do you mean? I hear these stories, it takes 3 and 4 years and all that. And
she said,
we got plenty of kids here and we don't have enough parents.
Wow, that's amazing. Boy. The book is number one on Amazon's new releases, Christian Children, which is awesome.
Love it.
And I'm glad you guys are continuing to further the message. And, you know, just you talk about your guys' seven adopted kids. What was the process like for you? Because some people think it's too daunting.
It really wasn't. We had to, you know, go through the classes and get certified, but it wasn't that hard at all.
Was it different because of who you are? I mean, you're a Hall of Fame NFL coach.
It's got to be easier for you.
I don't think so. No. We did what was required. We had to go through the classes. We need to be trained and know what we're getting into.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we completed it and had our character references done, we had a child. We had a baby. Well, but it's like that with everyone. I really believe that most people think there's a misconception that adoption is a long, drawn-out process. And there are many babies just waiting to be placed.
I always thought it was the opposite. That's good information.
We thought that too.
Yeah, I just thought it was floored. an arduous, almost unrewarding, unfulfilled process. You could do it for years and still not wind up with a child. I always kind of thought that, to be honest with you.
We've done it seven times here in the last 15 years. Every time we told them we're ready, within 6 months, we've had a child.
Wow, what's your household like?
Thank God you made some money, Coach.
What you can imagine. A lot of drama.
What's the age range?
Our age is at 3. A little girl.
That's a great age.
All the way to 18.
Three's a great age. Fabulous age.
Yeah. But you can imagine different interests, different personalities, likes, dislikes.
That's cool.
It's hectic.
Talking to Tony and Lauren Dungy with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. We chose you. It's a family that was created by God. That's based on the subtext of the book. The illustrations are terrific. It's a great message. All right there, Mr. Football Hall of Famer. Here, let's talk a little shop as you get ready for Sunday Night Football again on NBC with Mike Tirico and Rodney, as I said before. Do you believe, let's start with the Browns. If you were Freddie Kitchens, right, and you're assuming this roster, you're taking over this roster with suddenly expectations for a city that basically has never had them outside of maybe Brian Sipe in 1979 and World War II other years, and you know what I mean by that. Where do you start? How do you build chemistry? How do you make sure that they pursue their craft the right way, diligently?
That's got to be the key, because right now everybody is on. We've got a 12-year-old son who's got Browns everything now.
Yeah?
That's his team. We're going to be great. We've got Odell. We've got this guy. We've got Baker. And people think just putting all these ingredients together, you're going to have a great team. And that's not necessarily the case. Teamwork. Doing things the right way, sacrifice, building that's what Freddie Kitchens is going to have to do. They're talented.
But could it be too much? Could it be overwhelming?
What is he not ready? Yeah, exactly.
For this?
I'm not sure. He clicked last year offensively, dialed up the right stuff for Baker. They've got that chemistry. But all of a sudden, you've got new ingredients. You know, how do you get Odell the ball? How do you get him like a team player there? And how do you... You know, how do you make all this work? I still think they might be a year away.
Okay.
We'll see. The team that's not, maybe not a year away, but we'll see. The Seattle Seahawks, they paid Russell Wilson a lot of money. First of all, totally worth it. I mean,
you have to these days,
especially with quarterbacks. Yeah. But it feels like they're up against the cap. This could be punitive to them long term. It's an odd situation because it's almost like they need to rebuild. But they're not rebuilding when you pay a quarterback $35 million
right.
a year.
They're in it to win it these next couple of years. And what you have to do, we went through that situation in Indianapolis. Peyton ate up a lot of the salary cap room. It's just the way it is. So what you have to do then is you have to be able to draft well. You've got to be able to get young talent. You've got to find a Robert Mathis in the fifth round.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to get some star players who aren't big-time free agents and they aren't high draft choices. And that'll be on the general manager and the personnel.
How hard is that, Coach, you know, to find that guy who nobody sees as fourth, fifth rounder that turns out to be the guy? Because you're right. It's the only way to do it.
I think it helps when you're there for a long time, which they have. You know, Pete Carroll, John Schneider, they've been together. He knows what Pete wants. He knows what works in their system. So you can get a Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
That maybe nobody else saw on the radar. You get these defensive players, a Richard Sherman, who was a receiver, but, man, he fits what we do. That's what you have to do, and we had that advantage. Bill Polian and I were there together, and so he's able to come to me and say, hey, Cato June was a safety at Michigan, but he can play weak side linebacker for us.
Yep.
Robert Mathis is undersized. Nobody else is thinking of him high, but for us, he fits. And that's what you got to get, and you got to get a little lucky.
That's Tony Dungy, Hall of Famer, 13 years NFL head coach, 6 with Tampa, 7 with the Colts. And by the way, Lauren, his wife Lauren is here. Were you a big football fan when you guys met?
Not really.
To be honest, you better learn
really.
It quick, huh?
She did.
I've had no
she
choice, but yes, over the years, we've been married 35 years, So
35.
That's the first of all. Congratulations on almost four decades. It doesn't seem like it's slowing down at all, which is great.
Does your heart like race? Did you feel like the anxiety that
I was going to ask the same thing?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing.
It's transferable when you know somebody. Like, I remember watching Rondé at the Super Bowl. The guy, unfortunately, the year after you left, but you know it was your team. The Super Bowl, like I was like anxious for him, even though I wasn't playing.
I know, I understand. Yes, absolutely. It's like that.
Yeah. Man, we're gonna put you on the spot. The hard hitting Tiki and Tierney show. The Bucks or the Colts? If they played each other, who are you rooting for?
Well, now
you don't have to answer that. I'm just messing around. I'm just kidding.
They still live in Tampa.
Yes, that's right.
So you want the Bucks to win.
I'll go with the Bucks.
You want good seats there.
Weather's nice.
Yes.
Right?
The weather's nicer in the winter.
Coach, let me ask you this. You played, what, 3 years in a league?
Three years
as a player. Obviously, a distinguished career. Could have coached longer and won more, but you're doing what you're doing now. 13 years, as I said a few times, as a coach. You've seen so many different decades and versions of the league. If you were year two or year three now, and you maybe didn't have the juice in the war room that maybe you got a little later in your career, and your GM said, we're going to take this kid, Kyler Murray, he's about 5'10 and a half, he's going to be your quarterback. Mm-hmm. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, the best advice I ever got when I first started coaching, my first year, Coach Knoll, I'm working for Chuck Knoll. He gives me my list of schools, says you're going out to see these guys. Don't take a tape measure. Don't take a stopwatch.
Interesting.
Don't listen to anybody else. I want you to go out, look with your eyes, and see what guys are doing, and then come back and tell me what you see.
Interesting.
And that was great information. That's what I did, and it. You know, later on when I became a head coach and Warrick Dunn and Tiki, same year, hey, there's these two little small backs, and maybe they can't be full-time guys.
Yeah.
No, don't believe that. But Tony,
with all due respect, it's different when you hand the ball off to somebody who's 5'8 or 5'9 trying to do something in space versus somebody who has the ball from center, drops back, and tries to see over five monsters.
Basically, is Kyler Murray worth taking number one?
Let me answer it this way. I met Kyler Murray couple of weeks ago, and I look him in the eye. He's my height, which I look Drew Brees in the eye. I look Russell Wilson in the eye. So can they play? Are they worth it?
Oh, I mean, that goes without saying.
I don't know what Kyler Murray is going to do, but he's no shorter than Drew Brees, and he's no shorter than Russell Wilson.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. The last thing before we let you guys go here. We've seen this coaching trend. It's like find the young kid who's, I don't know, a guru, whether or not he is or not. Is that good for the league or not? Because I think there's missed opportunities for guys like Raheem Morris, who's been an assistant forever now after having – that one stint at head coach down in Tampa, the opportunity's not right.
We are really zeroed in on that offensive quarterback coach now, and it's been good. And, you know, Sean McVay was great. He was exceptional. And we've seen some others. But do you mean to tell me if Bill Belichick comes up now, I don't want to interview him because he's an older defensive coach?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's why we talked about the Vic Fangio hire. Yeah. I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. Bruce Arians the same way down in Tampa.
Coaching is about leadership. You lead men, and you can do it a lot of ways. Chuck Knoll stayed in the middle. Bill Walsh, who I played for, was the offensive coordinator, offensive guru.
Yeah.
The different ways to do it. Mike Ditka just stayed on one side of the ball, let Buddy Ryan coach the defense. They all won because they were leaders.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to look for. That's what you got to find. Sean McVay is great because he's a leader, not because he's an ex and old guy. He is that.
Yeah.
But he's a leader.
He's also a unicorn. It's been in his blood. It's been in his blood since his grandfather going way back.
Tony, what's the one final thing for me? What's the one, and maybe it is leadership, but if you could even expand in a different direction, what is the one non-negotiable characteristic that a head coach has to have? If you don't have it, you just can't succeed.
To me, you've got to get the respect of the players.
How do you do that, though?
There's a lot of ways to do it. For me, it was build those relationships and let them know we're all in this together. I remember the first time I'm in Tampa and I come and sit in the sauna. Derek Brooks and those guys are like, what's the principal doing in the sauna? You know? And, hey, I'm just here. I want to know about you guys. I want you to know me.
Bro.
And, you know, then it became a tradition. Like, if I missed on Thursday, where's Coach? You know, he's not here. But just being around and saying, we're in this together, that's the way I did it. But you've got to build that respect one way or another.
Good stuff. Did you have another one?
We chose you a book about adoption, family, and forever love. What do you want people to take away from this book, Lauren?
I want people to know that they are chosen, they are special, and they're part of a family, and this family was put together by God, who knew about them before they were born, and that is their forever home.
I love that.
We get more people like the Dungies on this planet. We'll be moving in the right direction. You guys are special.
And you'll be back really for special. Book 12 in August.
We'll come back and see you.
Thanks a lot, Tony Lauren. Great meeting you for the first time.
Thank you so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.